Welcome to What Not to Do. I'm Kyle Schmitz, and this is episode 105. We're back, part three, with Miha Matlievsky, the Fail Coach, and he's got a special message for you today. No matter which business you are in, we are all in the human-to-human business. You are going to love this conversation with Miha. Hold tight. We will be right back. Good men learn from their own mistakes, but great men learn from the mistakes of others. What Not to Do gives entrepreneurs a platform to share their failures to help equip you for success. We break the silence on failure, we demystify failure, and we help you overcome the fear of failure. So, still not sure what to do? Start with what not to do, because hindsight is 20/20.
You've given us so much just in sharing your story. It's just been amazing. I take quite a bit of notes. My page is just filling up. It's awesome. I'm curious for you. I mean, you're in the business of really impacting other people's lives now. I want to know, Miha, who's impacted your life? You know, probably a lot of people, probably hundreds, if not thousands of people. But I'm curious if there's maybe one person in particular that comes to mind that kind of stands head and shoulders above the rest, where if you took this person out of the equation, you just wouldn't be the same man that you are today. Is there, who comes to mind when I say who has had the biggest impact in your life?
Not a particular person, but a few very, very deep TED Talks.
Okay.
And it's TED Talks by a few people who were on the wheelchair, who were in very difficult situations. And as I was picking myself up, when I still didn't realize, you know, what a blessing that story was that I went through, you know, when I still was in the middle of it, when you don't see why there's any good in it. And I was watching these TED Talks, and I remember, you know, they went on the stage, they shared their story, and they were like, that was the best. And as you know, I think every time I watched those, there was this huge syntax error sign on my forehead because I really just couldn't understand how they can say something like that. But those were the stories because I felt that they went through a bigger shit than I did, and they gave me motivation and inspiration. When you're dealing with big failure, often you feel that you are having the craziest time and nobody else is in such a bad situation, that what's happening to you is the worst thing ever. And for me, seeing things that through those negative eyes I perceived as even bigger failures or even bigger mishaps was really a huge inspiration. But then if I would have to point out just one thing, I would say Colonel Sanders, and you know, maybe you'll laugh, but the KFC guy. But I, you know, I'm a little bit chubby. I'm not, you know, I don't do yoga or something like that. So I'm not like super fit. And I can see that guy, 60 something, you know, in his Toyota Corolla, driving across the USA, and 1,009 or 1,018 restaurants said no to him, and he kept going. So whenever I wanted to give up, and there were plenty of times I wanted to give up, I always remind myself of him. And if he could do it, I can do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm younger. I live in a different world than he lived in. Cars are way better today. And if he was able to overcome 1,000 and something people saying no to him, I can do the same. So he was always like this inspiration when I needed it the most to just keep going.
Yeah, I love him, man. That's awesome. Yeah, there again, with the, when you mentioned those TED Talks, it's so helpful to, when we hear somebody else's story, it gets us outside of ourselves, gets us outside of our own heads, and gives such needed perspective, which is really, really powerful. I didn't know that about Colonel Sanders. I didn't know that he was rejected over 1,000 times. That's cool.
Yeah. I think for 2 years he was traveling, sleeping at gas stations, truck stops, making that chicken in the morning with his deep fryer that he was carrying with himself, so that he would have, you know, pieces to give as tasting pieces to restaurant owners, and nobody wanted to say yes. 1,009 or 1,018. I'm not really sure about that, but it's well over 1,000 times he heard the word no.
Yeah, never back down and never give up, right? I mean, that's amazing story of perseverance. Okay, so Mihai, just through sharing your story, you've already given us so many just golden nuggets here, really powerful stuff. So I'm not so much interested in more of like good advice. I want to know, what's some of the worst advice that you hear floating around these days? You know, something that you might see on Facebook or hear kind of floating around that kind of just makes you cringe. What's some really bad advice you hear floating around?
Well, I mean, anything that goes against being human and valuing creating relationship is for me bad advice. So whoever says, you know, spam the hell out of people on LinkedIn, do this on Facebook, you know, anything that goes against really creating strong, deep relationships is for me a very bad advice. So anytime when I see somebody telling how they, I don't know, spam people and add people and do this and do that, and they got 20 leads and I don't know what, I'm like, okay, unfollow.
Yeah. Tell me more about that. Tell me more about why that irks you.
Well, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, let's see business for what it is. So some people say, oh, I'm in B2B. I'm in B2C, like business to business, business to client. I mean, at the end of the day, we're all in human to human business. It's always, even if I do my business with Apple, it's still somebody at Apple, or maybe a few people if more departments are involved, but it's always a human being that is giving us the credit card or making the payment.
Yeah.
And that's why relationship needs to be at the top of everything that we do. Businesses should be focused on our audience, on our clients. You know, and so the thing is, you know, the way I see that correlation is the more you go towards the cold audience, the more salesy, pushy, sleazy, scammy you have to be. But the more you increase that trust, the more it's really just an invitation. You don't have to sell at all. Most people, when they enter entrepreneurial journey, one of the biggest fears that I'm hearing from my audience is, oh my God, if I become an entrepreneur, I'll have to be that used car salesman type of person. No, you don't have to. You just need to invest a little bit more time into building relationships, getting them to a much higher point of trust. And then all you'll have to do is really just invite people to have a conversation and see if you can be of value to each other. Nothing else.
Right.
So everything for me starts and ends with, you know, relationship. The relationship that you have with yourself is the pillar of the foundation. Just the other day, I was talking with a fellow coach, and he came up with a very good term that we are slowly moving into relationships economy, relationship economy, where people are not falling anymore for, you know, spammy stuff, or less and less, you know? I mean, 3 years ago on LinkedIn, you know, you believed those messages when you got them. Now, when you get 20 a day, you already have the spidey senses up, and you know when it's fake and spammy and so on. Honestly, I'm such a strong believer in foundation, in relationships, in quality versus quantity. Often I was, you know, having a chat with somebody who said, oh, you know, I have 50,000 people in my phone book. And my question is always, how many can you call at 3 a.m.? and they'll pick up your phone. Very simple. If that number is high, good for you. But if you just have business cards lying around and nobody really knows who you are when you give them a call, or, you know, like, what's the purpose of having all those people in your network? It's not really a network.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And not only that, but who in that 50,000 people is willing to call you at 3 a.m., right? Because they trust you so much.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, right. It's exactly what you're talking about before, that leverage of trust. And I love what you said, the quality versus the quantity. You know, in our day and age of analytics and all that kind of stuff and data, we tend to overemphasize the quantitative aspects and analysis of things over against the qualitative aspect. And you see this with HR departments and all that kind of stuff. And it's kind of funny. I see the same thing on LinkedIn about, here's how to reach more people. Here's how to do this. And it's just kind of like, what is the goal? What's the motivating factor? Are you just trying to, is it just a number? Or are you actually wanting the qualitative aspect of, like, impact and reach? I love what you said, human to human. That's so true.
Kyle, big data is cool. I love big data.
Yeah,
same here. Yep. I love analysis.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to people, numbers will not capture the emotions. You need not big data. You need deep data. Mm. You need to go into underlying emotions. You know, if I'm a coach and you say, well, Miha, I see you're a fellow coach. Would you like to have, you know, more clients coming your way? Like, it's much better if you understand why I would want that, how I would want that. Maybe I don't want that one-on-one. Maybe I would love to have clients in a group setting. But why am I doing that? Is it because I want to spend more time with the family? Because I want this? Because I want that? I mean, you know, you always have to go deeper. The deeper you go, the better your understanding will be of the underlying emotions. And the more you can capture those emotions of pain and desire, the more you can position yourself higher when it comes to your offer. You're not just a commodity. You know,
right.
I mean, one of my corporate clients that I do leadership coaching for them is a very well-known fashion brand, Coach New York. You know, like, if you look at them, I mean, do I really need, you know, a purse that's $1,000 versus something that's $500? I think, like, at one point, the quality is roughly the same. And it's just the brand. It's just our perception and how they can capture our emotions.
Yeah. I love what you said. I'm a big fan of data too. I think we need both the quantitative and the qualitative. I love the word that you use, deep data, right? Because it gives us that true 360 of who we're dealing with, and it's a human. It's at the end of the day, it's so important to not forget that every single interaction in a company, in our lives, in our businesses, it's all human, right? At the end of the day.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, Mia, it's rush hour in every major city in the world. Billions of people are stuck in a traffic jam. From all the way from Serbia to Green Bay, Wisconsin here. And they're listening to this episode of What Not to Do with Mia Matlievsky. And once you know it, they look up in the midst of this traffic jam and they see a billboard. And by golly, wouldn't you know it, it's Mia's billboard. What message do they see? What message do you want the world to see, Mia?
Well, I can think of a few messages. I mean, they would all be like, you know, treat each other with respect, you know, don't do to others what you don't want others to do to you. Donate for animals or something like that, or, you know, just do a random act of kindness today to somebody. It would all be something in that regard. I mean, I know that sometimes people think that I live in, you know, in a dreamland, how I believe in the greater good and all of that, and the reality of the world is, but, you know, I mean, if we don't do anything about it, how can we change that? I mean, you know, I don't know who said it, but be the change you want to see in the world. And, you know, I'm doing my best little by little, but at least I'm doing something. Like, there isn't a day where I don't do a random act of kindness. There is no single day when I don't do that. When I'm not grateful, when I'm not humble. I think a little bit more of that. So I don't know how to cram all of that on a billboard, but something along those lines.
I think you said it perfectly. Be the change you want to see in the world, right? It's really moving from perceiving things as like this to-do list that we have, and we move from that to just a way of living, right? Like, to you, it just becomes natural to do something, an act of kindness every day, because it's not on a to-do list. It's just become who you are, right? You become that change that you want to see. And I think that's really, really powerful.
Powerful conversation with Miha here. So a few things. First, when he was talking about impact and seeing these TED Talks or hearing from folks that have overcome just the greatest odds, you know, going from, you know, can't even move their limbs to walking and thriving in a success. And I think all of us can think of people that we've either met or have heard of, but if we haven't, like, look, we tend to think, you know, in worst case scenarios, like, our life is just so terrible, boo-hoo-hoo, and we play victim, or we're just so self-absorbed that, you know what, it does us a good deal to get outside of our own heads. And one of the things I love to do is read biographies. I love getting inside the story, inside the head, inside the life of someone, a great man that lived or someone. So who's one of your role models? Who's someone in the history of mankind that you look up to and that you could learn from, and go read a book about them? That could be really, really huge. And maybe they went through something worse, or listen to some of those TED Talks or all that kind of stuff they're out there. But just remember, things could always be worse. And then on the advice side of things, I love we talked about that, you know, like, look, we are all in the human to human business. And we see this on Facebook, even on LinkedIn, all this kind of stuff. It's, you know, learn how to sell and get more marketing hits and get the numbers here and all that kind of stuff. And when did we forget that we're humans? When did we forget that, you know, past the B2B and B2C and all that kind of stuff, we are humans dealing with, learning how to work with, learning how to be in relationship with other humans. You guys, we can't lose that, right? That is foundational. It's so important. So any advice that you hear that is going against that, just know that it's bad advice. And this isn't over against quantitative or data or anything like that. Remember, there are two ditches, right? We could fall into the data ditch, right? And where we're just addicted to data. It's a new crack. And in many ways, it really, really is. And the reason that that's a ditch is because it completely ignores the qualitative side of things, right? But that's the other ditch. And an overaction is never a good reaction. And if we overact, we can find ourselves in the other ditch. And that ditch is only qualitative, right? And we just ignore the data. We ignore the analytics. No, we need both, right? We need to walk on that path between both, realizing that the data doesn't tell the whole story, right? We want flesh and blood. We want skin on those bones, right? We want skin on those bones. We don't just want to know about the DNA. We want to see the person, hear them speak, have a cup of coffee with them, right? That tells the whole story. And I could talk about that for hours. We've talked about that in the past here, but remember, we are in the human-to-human business. Regardless of what industry, regardless of where you are in life, we are all in human-to-human, right? H-to-H, baby. And last but not least, you know, a classic message. You want change in the world? Are you unhappy with your circumstances? Are you unhappy with what you see around there? Well, it starts with you first, right? And the temptation is to go change everything else, but not change ourselves. Not take ownership for how we're contributing to some of the stuff that we see in the world, right? So the first thing is learn how to lead yourself. Take extreme ownership, right? And I think that's one of the books that that Mia is going to be recommending here coming up tomorrow. So, but stay tuned anyway, and take thought as far as how you can lead yourself, how you can get better. Be that change that you want to see. Be it first, and know that's going to flow out from there. Well, this conversation has been encouraging to you, as it has been to me. Share with a friend, coworker, family. Start to discuss these principles. Take some of these thoughts and feel free to repost them on LinkedIn or whatever platform that you have if they've been of an encouragement to you. If they have, I think that'd be awesome, and I would definitely encourage you to do that. So Anything along those lines would be great. Another way you can help to get these stories out is to share either, you know, the LinkedIn page or share any of my posts, to leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen. Hopefully it's worth 5 stars. If it's not, I want to know about it. Let me know why. And I'd also just love to open it up too. I'm always interested in grabbing coffee, a beer, or even a cigar. So if you're a listener and you happen to be in the northeastern Wisconsin area and you'd love to get together and just talk and kind of pick my brain about stuff or whatever it might be, or just or sync, or maybe you think you'd be a great guest on the podcast when I start interviewing again here up in the upcoming months, let me know. You know, I would love to be able to connect and get to know you. So shoot me a note on LinkedIn. Let's connect if we're not already connected, and we can go from there. Well, it's been said that good men learn from their own mistakes, but great men, they learn from the mistakes of others. So go and be great, and we'll see you next time.